I think I'd like to bring David Huber into the conversation here now. He's pastor here in Eau Claire, Wisconsin at Plymouth UCC, Plymouth United Church of Christ. David, you were instrumental in getting Lizzie Dalk up here to visit with us today. Why did you do that? What was motivating you? Why is this an issue that matters in your life or in your congregation?
Lizzie first contacted me probably, 4 months ago to ask if I would help to organize or just give her the names and contacts of some other clergy and churches here in town that she might be able to then get together and come up and have a conversation with to get a group going together up in Northwest Wisconsin, like they've had down in Milwaukee and Madison area, to try to do some advocacy work for LGBT folk and social justice work in that regard, and to do that with religious leaders, people of faith, to do it from a faith perspective, and to be a counter voice to some of the nasty noise that is so prevalent. To say to people that, no, not all Christians are Fred Phelps or these other anti-gay, anti-homosexual kind of people. Personally, why this is an issue for me, a couple of reasons. One, I know a number of gay and lesbian folks that I've come to know and love over the years and heard their stories of growing up in churches that they weren't allowed to be lesbian or gay or were hurt in some way by their church and felt therefore hurt by God or hated by God or rejected by God and left in an awful spiritual state because of that. I met a number of people in seminary who were, say, Presbyterian, Methodist, Lutheran, whatever, who really wanted to serve in that denomination but had an awful time getting approval, and quite a few of them ended up going to the United Church of Christ because we've been ordaining lesbian and gay folk for a long time. And there's a certain sadness. I mean, it's great that they found a place where they fit in, but some sadness that they couldn't fit in the church that they grew up in, the church that they knew and that they loved. And so hearing those stories has helped make me be more committed to being an advocate for them and helping them out. And then also, I think even going back to junior high, I had a wonderful class in my church talking about sexuality, learning about sexuality as a faith expression, a religious expression. And in that, we learned that being a homosexual is okay, not anything to be afraid of. So I had that in my church upbringing. And I've never really understood the anti-gay sentiment. It's just always seemed so foreign and bizarre to me that anyone would feel weird around a gay person or feel like they need to reject them in some way. In ways that I can, in so many ways, kind of understand the way people might be racist or culturalist or have some other issues. But I've never understood why people would be anti-gay.